Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Brantley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Hengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Bradley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Diaz. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mark Langston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Cotto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cotto hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Cotto. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Cotto steals second. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Cotto. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Cotto steals third. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brantley strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Franco. The throw from Bradley and he is safe. Franco steals second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Upshaw strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kittle moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Presley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hengel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Upshaw moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cotto is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive beyond third. Presley can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Balboni moves to second. Jim Presley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley takes first base on ball 4. Balboni moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hengel strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Balboni scores. Wilson scores. Presley moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Presley moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Presley scores. Bradley scores. Diaz moves to second. It's 4-3, Mariners. Henry Cotto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cotto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotto takes first base on ball 4. Diaz moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Don Gordon now pitching. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brantley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bradley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Steve Balboni batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Balboni is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Balboni hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Domingo Ramos now playing second base. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Dave Hengel. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phelps moves to second. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phelps scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 5-3, Mariners. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradley moves to third. Diaz moves to second. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gordon Bradley scores. Diaz moves to third. It's 6-3, Mariners. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cotto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cotto hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaz scores. It's 7-3, Mariners. Mike Kingery pinch hits for Mickey Brantley. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingery strikes out. There goes Cotto. The throw from Allenson to Bell, and Cotto is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Kingery now playing left field. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingery. Ramos reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Michael Jackson now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to second for the out. Ramos moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Carter. The throw from Bradley and he is safe. Carter steals second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Rick Rodriguez now pitching. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Balboni is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Balboni hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Presley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Presley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Presley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phelps is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a line drive towards third. Presley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Diaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley bunts towards the right side of the infield. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradley moves to second. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradley moves to third. Diaz moves to second. 1 out. Henry Cotto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cotto is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cotto bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradley scores. Diaz moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Mariners. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Diaz scores. It's 9-3, Mariners. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingery is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kingery. Bell reaches second base with a double. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ramos strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 9, and the Indians 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Balboni is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Balboni strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Presley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Presley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, Mariners. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.